My name is Gasokiputa Mistahai Esquayo, Charging Grizzly Bear Woman. My English name is Robin Suli Rashad. I'm a First Nations woman, Anishinaabe Neowa from Treaty 5 territory.
Oh, that's beautiful. Thank you for that. What's something people might be surprised to learn about your journey?
So based on my social media account, I never post my children, although I talk about them quite frequently. I keep them off there because of the reason of, you know, not living a private life, but protecting them. And I think that's just, you know, in terms of like the landscape that we're on in technology, it's just that nothing's private anymore.
Yes.
And so, especially being a business owner, you know, my kids are not content and they can't speak for themselves. And so I like to protect their privacy as much as I possibly can. But yes, I'm a present mother and I love my children deeply. And so protecting their personal life is very important to me.
Why don't you give us a little bit of your background?
I have a background in social entrepreneurship and health and human services management. I went to school at Red River College while I was living in Winnipeg. And during the pandemic, I moved to Calgary, Alberta, Mokanstis, where I now reside. After that program and, you know, kind of like trying to navigate, well, who is hiring, considering that we all have to isolate, I guess I'll just go back to school. Because I really wanted to understand ethical leadership, but in a professional landscape. And so organizational behavior was one of the classes that I took, and also like management and those soft skills. So I went to Bow Valley College. And what I took from those two different, those diplomas and the certifications, is creating something that which is my own. That business component and business for social good, because what is social entrepreneurship? And then being a leader in those spaces, in those professional spaces. But how I've applied it in Eagle Medicine is exactly that. When coming fresh out of my one course, Indigenous Social Entrepreneurship, I didn't really know what I wanted to do in terms of business until like last year when I was on maternity leave. And at the time had Eagle Medicine as a online program for Indigenous youth to reconnect with their gifts in medicine.
Oh.
And then as I was home, I was just like, why am I sleeping on Eagle Medicine? Like, this is so much more than a program offering. This is my business.
Mm-hmm.
Like, these are my services that I could provide to the general public, being someone who had the time and capacity. And that's when I really dove into Eagle Medicine with conviction.
I love this story because so many women, when they're on leave, I have found, get this aha moment.
Yeah.
Like, I get that you've had a new baby, life is crazy, but you get these moments of reflection and also sometimes aha moments because you've literally birthed the human and you're like, okay, what am I doing here? How can I have more impact and waking up? And so thank you for sharing it from that perspective. So tell me now, what does Eagle Medicine do? Who are you helping?
Yeah.
What does that look like?
Definitely. So I'm a trauma-informed business wellness coach. And so my focus is helping purpose-driven entrepreneurs and women who are tired of the status quo to reclaim their power and reconnect with their purpose, whether that be in business or life.
Mm. Well, I'm wondering, what's a moment or maybe with a client or while you're in community that affirmed why you do this work? What still stays with you? Kind of like that aha moment.
Yeah, being a business strategist and, you know, working with professionals on a daily basis, I was just kind of sick and tired of seeing my clients come into my queue burnt out and like, you know, just trying to do the work just to get it done with no real intention behind it, or they've lost sight of their why. And so why I've created Eagle Medicine is for people to get back to themselves and really discover that inner work and trying to find balance in it all, right? Because when we create from a place of burnout, we're just dishing stuff out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, again, talking about that intention and that purpose, but most importantly, your foundation is based on your well-being. So if you're not taking your holistic wellness and making that a priority, then that's going to reflect in your relationships and your professional landscape.
The world moves fast. Business moves fast, or tends to. It's kind of like capitalism on, you know, it's
what
it does to us. So how do you help people slow down and reconnect with their own guidance when everything around them is telling them to speed up?
Again, it's like going back to self and practicing introspection and practicing what's most important and prioritizing the things and people that you love. When we create from a heart-centered place, everything else starts to align. You need to separate yourself from societal norms and grinding and hustling to a point of exhaustion,
mm-hmm.
because it's not feasible. it disconnects you. And for me, like, that's what I know what the colonial agenda is. It disconnects you from spirit and disconnects you from what is your purpose.
Mm, that was so good. Is there, I know you're saying going back to self, is that a teaching or a phrase that you return to again and again when things get difficult? Or is there another teaching or phrase that you always return to?
What I teach through Eagle Medicine Coaching and what I provide in my services, I've literally experienced through my own understanding of life and how I take that in perspective. I am my greatest client, and I tell my clients that everything that I've learned, everything that I've applied, every tools and strategies that I've adopted, I have personally, trial and error, applied them to my life. Mm. And most importantly, applied them to my business.
So what's next for you and Eagle Medicine? What are you dreaming into existence for this next year?
So this year, for my vision and my goals, is to offer more time and capacity to serving people. I was doing one-on-one, and I just feel that, like, and really to honor that community aspect of what is Eagle Medicine Coaching, I want to start offering group coaching, and then also providing a podcast around healing in business. And so then for those who, you know, maybe struggle with accessibility, are, you know, just bringing people into my philosophy, they have somewhere to go to and could apply some real knowledge and tools that I'll provide.
Thank you for that, Robin. You are like this wealth of information and inspiration that is just, it feels like it's just coming out of your spirit. And I so, so appreciate that. Where can people connect with you or learn more about Eagle Medicine?
So I have a couple social media handles on Instagram, Facebook. I have my public website at www.eaglemedicine.ca. Also, my LinkedIn account under my English name, which is Robin Sulia Rashad. I'm more than happy for people to connect or ask me questions related to Eagle Medicine or Indigenous entrepreneurship. I love coming and speaking in spaces, on panels, in community, online or in person. And I'm more than happy to always connect with people on whatever level that may look like.
Thank you for the work that you are doing. Do you have any final thoughts or anything else that you'd like to share?
Yeah, this one is for the entrepreneurs who may be, you know, navigating life or really diving into the idea that they're sitting with right now. Just do it. Do it scared, do it broke, do it broken. Don't ever think that you need to be this version of yourself in order to create something that is purpose-driven or that's heart-led. You are your own creator, and the only thing that's standing in your way of doing whatever it is that you want is the choices that you make today. So make sure that they're good ones.
Just do it. Thank you, Robin, for your time, for your inspiration, and really for your own, you know, for the medicine that you brought today. I really, really appreciate it. This was amazing.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I go second and ask the medicine.